Mr. Jones.
Well, hello there, Dr. Jones. How do you do?
I'm doing very well. So is this your sick cat?
Yes, Dr. Jones, this is Sprinkles, and she has not been well.
Oh, I am so sorry to hear that. Sprinkles looks very tired. Has Sprinkles been doing anything at all?
She has been very listless and lazy and not at all herself. She has not been eating her dinner. She has not been coming when called. She, in a word, is ill.
Sprinkles looks to be a very old cat. How long have you had Sprinkles for?
Sprinkles is 37 years old.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's unheard of. Do you know how old a cat typically lives to be?
Oh, I would say the typical lifespan of your American cat would be between 50 and 75 years.
That is not entirely accurate. Sprinkles may need some extreme measures done.
Well, I tell you, sir, money is no object. Sprinkles is a child to us, and we are prepared to spend any amount of money to ensure her well-being.
Well, based on that information, Mr. Jones, I can definitely save Sprinkles. I'm going to replace her head, her ears, her body, her legs, and a brand new tail. Sprinkles will be well again, I assure you.
Well, that does my heart right good to hear.
Good. Good.
Make deal with it as you will.
I mean, do you know how to program? Because I don't. I mean,
have you seen my pants?
That last volley we took from the Jerry's punctured one of our fuel tanks.
What?
We're not going to make it back to base.
But if we don't make it back to base, then that means we're going to die? I am Humanoid 3000. I am now activated and at your service.
Do you have like a more human sounding voice that you could use? I mean, when I bought you from the robot store, I mean, they said you were pretty much lifelike, but
I am a perfect human simulation.
And I asked for a lady.
I am a perfect human lady.
You sound like a man and you look like a man. You have a beard.
It is a very feminine beard. I am your lady.
The guy at the store wasn't entirely specific about what things you could do.
I am fully functional in all sexual activities.
That's not what I mean.
I can engage in any act, no matter how devious or wrong.
No, you've got the wrong idea.
I do not judge.
I'm not interested in that.
Please remember to clean me after every use.
I meant yard work. Like, can you go outside if it's raining? Like, that sort of thing.
I will work your yard so hard.
I don't know what that means, but I feel like it's...
Disrobing.
No. Oh, God. That is a giant robot penis.
Very feminine penis.
I really like your new bamboo ball accessories.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just balls of bamboo in a bowl.
Yeah, I think it's pretty classy.
Yeah, I had no idea that you were going into stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that's a big life change I made, but I'm a pretty funny guy. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Yeah.
And I think I can make a lot of money doing it.
Local celebrity, man. I mean,
Thank you.
Tell me a joke. Tell me a... You're a funny guy. Just make one up. Go.
I don't like being funny on the spot. That's kind of an awkward situation.
Tell me a joke. Come on.
Okay. Okay, just off the top of my head... how many guys does it take to change a light bulb that are walking into a bar?
I don't know. How many?
More than you'd think, right? Because you'd think it'd be less, but it's more than that, right? That's pretty good.
I mean,
if you think about it, like from a...
I don't get it.
It's a classic humor mixed with more of the modern stuff. There's some vulgarity. I think it's got a good mix of things. Right. It makes it very funny.
All right, try again. Let me get another one. I mean, make me really laugh.
I'll hit you from a different angle. This one killed last night. All right, this is more of a story kind of joke, but I think that you'll get there with me, all right?
Okay,
all right.
I'm ready.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Calvin.
Calvin who?
Calvin and Hobbes. Like the comic strip. Very funny comic strip. Right?
Yeah. What?
What do you think?
Is that it?
Well, that's the punchline. That's the joke.
I got to say, I envy you. I cannot tell jokes. I cannot tell a joke to save my life.
Not anyone can. I mean, this is a thing. Like, I was born with the ability. I just have that natural gift.
I always punch up the fuck line. Is this about the fence? I did ask your wife if I could paint it, and she said yes. And I asked her if she had a color preference. And
I am so uncomfortable with these euphemisms.
I mean, go ahead and smoke that crack. I'll have some, too.
Okay, let's smoke up some crack. All right, be very quiet, because this is where the Yeti lives.
Oh, the Yeti. Shh. I've waited my entire life for this moment.
We're going to catch and kill a Yeti.
We're going to kill it?
Yes. Well, quiet. Sorry, yes, of course we're going to kill it. Why? That's what you do with a Yeti.
No, you... This is the scientific find of the century. We need to capture it alive and mate with it.
How do you mate with a Yeti? Not for science, not for God, not for anything. Well, you shoot it in its face.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh. Kaufman, get in here.
Yeah, man. What's up?
What is this? I mean, what did you do to my apples?
I mean, it looks like maybe... Cat vomit? I didn't do that.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't do this. I bought apples at the store. I come home and I find them covered in vomit.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like your cat.
Yeah, I don't have a cat. I mean, I have a cat. Yes, of course, and it does vomit all over the place. But my cat wouldn't vomit on my apples.
I mean,
that's a Kaufman move. Why'd you do it, Kaufman?
I didn't vomit on your apples, man. I mean, look, there's pieces of cat food in it.
Yeah, which is the most disturbing part. So you're vomiting on my apples. You're eating my cat food.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Did you pee in the shower and leave the drain closed? There's like a puddle of urine in the shower.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Is this about the apples? I'm telling you, man, I didn't do that. That was your cat.
Yeah, I think you learned your lesson, though. Yeah,
I don't know if I can live with you anymore. I can't take this bullshit.
Yeah, so like, I mean, if you eat my apples again, or vomit on them, or eat my cat food,
I didn't touch your apples, yeah, man.
I'm gonna pee in the shower, and I'm gonna close the drain. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, Doc. Thanks for making time to see me. I mean, I really need to talk to somebody.
Of course. Please have a seat. Make yourself at home. I want you to feel comfortable and open to conversation.
Okay.
Let's start by talking about your mother and your father.
I don't really know my father.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Fine. I mean, I've never met him. I don't even know his name. I just, you know.
Your father abandoned you when you needed him the most.
I don't necessarily think that's true.
And your mother is a whore.
It's too real! Hey man, I ran all the way here. You gotta come outside.
Okay.
Yeah, come outside right now.
I'm like right in the middle of this level. I'm about to beat it.
Pause it, man, pause it.
Okay, alright.
Wait, what game is that?
It's Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
You playing online, or you just...
No, I'm playing against somebody else. Yeah, so if I can't really pause it, I mean, I'm going to have to turn it off.
Well,
yeah.
That's really important. Come on.
Okay, all right, fine. All right, what's going on?
Good, follow me.
I was winning. Okay, yes.
All right.
I'm out here. It's nice. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Lots of things. What do you want me to look at?
Look.
Yeah?
Look at this tree.
The tree in my front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see this tree every day. I see it. It's great. It's a great tree. Wow, look at this tree. Are we done? Or
I don't feel like you're appreciating the tree.
Did you call me out here to look at my tree? To look at my tree?
Yeah, man, look at this tree.
The tree that I have. What do you want me to look at? What's so special about my tree?
I don't know. Look at the leaves.
Okay.
Look at the bark on it.
Yeah, that's an amazing bark. I have never seen a bark better than the bark on my own tree in my front yard. Oh, actually, no, crap. Look at that bark. That is really nice. Wow. It's better than you think. It tastes just like chicken. I don't have anything. I don't know where we're going with this.
Nowhere.
But this is the warm-up one. We're warming up.
Whoa! You guys are us!
Oh, they are us! Look at them!
We are you from the future.
Yeah, from the future. And we've come here to give you a very, very important message.
Very important.
Oh, what? This is insane. We were just watching like the Bill and Ted movies, and then you show up? Both of you? From the future.
I mean, you don't really look much different. I mean, how far in the future are you?
Yeah, seriously, like, you're wearing the same outfit and everything.
30 minutes.
20 minutes, maybe 25. Yeah. It's a future, admittedly, but we're here to save that future. Right. Because there's something that you need to do differently than you're already doing. And it can make a huge difference. Right, future Justin?
Correct, future Josh.
Thank you.
What could we possibly do in the next 30 minutes that makes enough of a difference for you to come back in time?
Yeah, I'm with him. I don't get it. I was like, we weren't even going to do anything. I didn't have any plans in the next 5 minutes. There was literally nothing I was going to do.
Exactly.
You're saying doing nothing is what the problem is? Yes, Past Josh. Doing nothing is exactly what the problem is.
So what should we do instead?
I'm glad you asked. Basically, clean up a little. Place is a sty.
This place is a mess. And we don't want to deal with it, so you should.
Yeah, if you clean it now, it'll be better when we get there back in the future.
Yeah.
And that's really what we want,
yeah,
is a clean apartment.
Right.
I need to go.
Hey, get the bear. Let's go.
I may have killed grandmother. Grandma. Did I say your name? Grandmother? That was very awkward. You really want to, I mean, if I remember this right, we're supposed to just stare at them for like 20 minutes? Is that really what you just like, naked on stage? Right. Just staring at
fully
them.
Erect.
Right. Well, I mean, that's going to happen on its own. We don't have to plan that. The show must go on. Yeah, we're done.
Let me see your ID.
I don't have an ID on me, but I have a note from my mom.
Listen, I'm not going to be able to let you in if I don't see some ID.
Okay.
A note from your mom. What is this? Kindergarten?
Well,
let me see it.
Okay, here. She even drew a little picture of me so you can tell that it's...
Dear sir or ma'am, my son can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Love, Mrs. Jones. What is this?
I use it for a lot of things.
How old are you?
32. I don't think that that's relevant, though.
This is ridiculous. You come back with a state-issued ID, and I'll let you into the club. I'm not letting you in because your mommy says so.
If this helps at all, if you notice on the note, Mrs. Jones is my mom, and she does own this club. She's the owner of the club.
Let me see that again.
That Mrs. Jones, yeah. Thought maybe that might make a difference.
It certainly does. Welcome in.
Thank you so much.
We'll go right back to the VIP area, and you can get your dick sucked, whatever. I don't care. I quit.
That's what my mom would want. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Ralph's Tech Support. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm having trouble with my computer.
I see. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I can't connect to the internet.
I see. Have you tried typing in the address that you're looking for?
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, and I type in the address, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Sir, have you tried restarting the computer?
Well, I haven't done that yet, but I...
Well, I think that maybe you should try that first, and we'll look and see if that has helped the situation.
Okay.
How has restarted helped?
I'm doing it now.
I had asked you to restart earlier, sir.
It takes a second. Give me a second.
Okay. Your time.
Okay.
No hurry.
It's back up.
Okay. And has that fixed the problem?
No, it's still not going.
I see. Sir, what I'd like you to do now is try to make sure that all of your plugs are connected.
No, they're all connected.
All your plugs connected, sir.
Yeah.
This is Skip Peterson with 104.7 The Coin, live at location for the grand opening of the new Stop and Save. A portal has opened in the produce section where people from various points in history seem to be coming through. Joining me now, a man from the Wild West. Sir, what is your name?
Old Man Jonesy.
What is it like in the wild, wild west?
I don't know. I'm from Fresno.
My mistake. This is Skip Peterson with 104.7 The Coin.
We've been at this for hours. We know you did it. You know you did it. Why don't you just tell us what happened?
I've said it before, man. I wasn't there. I didn't do it.
You weren't there that night. Oh. On the 15th.
No, I was at home.
People saw you there.
There's no way people saw me there. I was at home. I was at home watching TV.
You were at home watching TV.
Yeah.
What was on television? What were you watching?
Mythbusters.
Mythbusters. What time was that on at?
I don't know. They were running a marathon. It was on all day long.
Oh, you watched Mythbusters all day?
No, just a couple hours, you know. Like,
where were you at 6:30 on the 15th?
A.M.? Or
6:30 p.m. at night. Where were you?
I mean, I was...
You were where? You were where? You know where you were? You can say it to me. Where were you?
I was probably eating dinner at that time.
Is it possible that you were maybe cutting off the head of your ex-girlfriend at that time? Is that possible?
I don't think so.
Were you at her apartment at 6:30 p.m.?
No.
Why is there video surveillance of you entering the building at 5?
That's probably somebody else.
That's someone else.
Yeah.
Someone else.
Yep.
With red hair that's 6'5".
Yeah.
Entering the building at 5 o'clock.
Right.
When did you leave that building?
What building?
When did you leave that building?
Which one?
The building of your girlfriend that you killed. When did you leave?
I didn't kill her, man.
You killed her. You murdered her. What? I know you were there. I know that you killed her. Confess. Tell me that you did it.
Okay.
Okay, what? Tell me exactly what happened.
Yeah, I
You what? You what? Tell me. Tell me exactly what happened.
Where
did you go?
I went to her
house. I want
to
know where you were and I want to know what you did.
I went to her house.
You went to what house?
I went to her house.
Yes, and then what happened?
Yeah,
You were at home watching TV.
No,
you watched Mythbusters.
I went to her house.
All day long.
I went to her house.
When did you go next?
I went from...
Where did you go after you left her house? You couldn't leave because you were too busy killing her. Confess.
With a knife.
You know what? We're not going to get anything out of this guy. I give up.
Marcus, I need to show you something.
Okay, let's check it out.
It's in the kitchen.
All right, let's go. Whoa, what is this?
This is my newest invention.
Invention? You invent stuff?
I invent things all the time, Marcus, but this one, I call it the Marcus. It's named after you.
Yo, you named this after me?
I did.
That's fucked up.
This invention is named the Marcus because it doesn't fucking work.
Man, I told you I'm going to get a job. I'm going to pay you back. You don't have to be a jerk about it. Why would you do this? Why would you make this thing just to make some sort of weird point?
Yeah. Well, here, watch this. Watch this. I'm going to turn it on.
Dude, nothing's happening.
Exactly. It doesn't fucking work, Marcus.
It's not funny. It's not funny, and I think you should apologize.
Marcus, it's in the kitchen. I can't wait to show you.
I can't wait to see it. Let's go. Whoa.
Check it out.
Dude, that fruit is bananas. That is the biggest apple I've ever seen, yo. Shit.
I call it snow.
Yeah, right, okay. Except, like, the thing is, that's already, like, a thing, man. You just crush some ice and put it on the floor. I don't really get it.
Yeah, but this is man-made snow.
Yeah, they got that too, though. There's machines that make snow, and they put it on, like, ski ranges and stuff, man.
Yo, this is, like, man-made snow for your house.
Yeah, guess. You thinking, like, you're gonna make a lot of money?
Yeah, man. Think about all those houses that ain't got snow. Look at this.
Dude, it smells like shit.
Yeah, I pooped my pants.
Oh, dude. Why did you poop your pants?
So I'll show you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could see why. It is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So what does this, like, exactly do?
Makes you poop your pants.
Right. Okay, so you built a machine that makes
you... It's a pants pooping machine.
Okay. Success.
Do you ever just want to poop your pants and you
never,
can't?
Never want to poop my pants, dude. Never want to poop my pants.
Because you've been conditioned by society not to poop your pants.
I don't think that this machine makes you poop your pants. Dude, I got a theory.
What's this?
Boop. Oh, dude, I poop my pants.
Stuart.
Yeah, Dad?
Stuart, I have a mystery for us to solve.
A mystery?
You know, I used to be a detective on the force.
Yeah, Dad, everyone knows.
I got a mystery for us to solve.
Okay, Dad. What's the mystery?
Who ate my blueberries?
Oh, jeez. Oh,
jeez. Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
I'm sorry my rent is late again.
It's okay.
Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
I promise to have you check by end of week.
Okay, it's just that you're...
Mr. Lewis?
You're 3 months past due.
I know, Mr. Lewis. I'm so sorry.
Sorry?
Mr. Lewis?
Sorry doesn't fix it, though.
Well, Mr. Lewis, I still wait for you to fix my heater.
You don't need a heater.
Mr. Lewis, it's very cold in my apartment.
Thank you.
Hey, Marcy, I'm at the house. I just wanted to let you know I landed safely, and I'll check in with you later. Okay, bye.
Get out.
Is this the house speaking?
Get out.
Mr. House, can I call you House?
What's wrong with you? Get out.
Well, I just wanted to, I think we're going to be spending a lot of time together, so I just thought I'd introduce myself to you. My name's Steven.
Why aren't you leaving?
Well, I think we're stuck with each other. I don't have anywhere else to go, and my...
I will kill you!
Then why do you want me to get out so bad?
That's an interesting point.
I think if we just got to know each other, I think we can make this work. What's your favorite TV show?
I like Static, like White Noise. Two Broke Girls, that's pretty funny.
What about, like, Joss Whedon shows? You like,
Oh, yeah, who doesn't like Joss Whedon shows?
Yeah, so, I see you like to make the walls bleed.
It's involuntary, actually. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's alright. I'll help you clean it up.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, you can have the downstairs bedroom.
Alright, yeah. I thought I'd, make some cookies. You like, chocolate chip cookies?
I love chocolate chip cookies!
Alright, I'll throw them down in the basement for you.
Okay. Also, I was thinking we could even start a podcast.
Is this an intervention?
That sounds like Batman.
Bienvenue and welcome to Pierre's Restaurant. Greatest way to your seat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. What a beautiful restaurant.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Could I interest you in a glass of wine with your dinner?
Yes, no, of course. I.
Might I recommend a glass of La Maison Rouge 79?
Yeah, I don't really know. To be honest, I don't know what that is. But it sounds... You know what? Yeah, I will take a glass of that. Would you like a glass, honey? We'll take two glasses of that.
Garçon, monsieur would like two glasses of La Maison Rouge 79.
Wow, that really does sound fancy. Excuse me, sir?
Oui, monsieur.
Yes, I just want to check, because I can't really tell by looking at the menu. How much is that wine that we ordered?
$37.50.
Wow, that's actually a lot cheaper than I was thinking. We talked about it, and we'll have a whole bottle.
Parfait, parfait. Garçon, the rest of the bottle, La Maison Rouge 79. And would monsieur care to sign... here for La Maison Rouge 79.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I would be happy to sign. Just go ahead and check the... I'm sorry. There seems to be a typo of some sort. I'm not really sure. This says that the wine was $3,750. I think you moved a decimal point or something by accident.
Yeah. $37.50.
Yeah. $3,750, but this is $3,750. That's
exactly. That's exactly right.
The same thing. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit like I'm being scammed, maybe, possibly. And I'd like to see your manager.
Hello, I'm Luigi from Restaurant Next Door.
Where are you from?
I don't know.
Carl. It's Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I got an idea for a new book. To be honest, I've already started working on it. I got 30 pages already.
Sam, this is great news. What is it? What are you writing?
I'm writing a horror story.
Oh.
Set in the wilds of northern Maine.
Right. A horror story in Maine. That sounds, I don't know, vaguely familiar. But tell me about it. What's your book about?
The main character is a writer. That's never been done before.
That's been done. But keep going. I'm sorry. Main character, a writer, horror story, in Maine.
All right. But the hook is, he's a little bit crazy, but you don't know he's crazy until the end you find out he's crazy. That's the hook.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the hook of this book that you're writing.
That's the hook
that
of the
you
book.
Came up with.
Yeah.
That you've called me right now to waste my time with.
Yeah, but he's got, he thinks there's another person, But it's not another person.
No, it's John Turturro. Look, I need you to give me an idea that's original here. I need you to give me something I can sell. Every time you pitch a book now, it's a Stephen King book. Why are you reading so much Stephen King?
I think he's a great author.
Yeah, he's amazing. I can't argue with that. But I need you to give me something original. Something that's never been done before.
I got this other idea, all right?
Okay.
It's about this girl named Mary.
All right, Mary.
Yeah, and she's a high school girl, okay?
Yeah.
And she gets her period and bleeds all over the shower, and these other girls see it. And then...
Right, they... right. So I'm going to stop you right there. You're literally giving me the plot to the book Carrie. Okay, I'll tell you what. In 5 words or less, actually as many words as you want, I'm not going to limit you right now. The last thing you need is a limitation. Just give me anything. Literally anything.
All right, I got one more idea.
Okay, what is your idea?
Jaws.
It's in the house.
It's not in the house.
That is a very loud sound.
It's just outside the window. It's not in the house.
It's in the walls. Dude, it's in the house. You don't hear that?
What do you mean it's in the walls?
It's in the walls. I can hear it. It's like, I don't know. There's like a whole nest of them or something.
Tap on the wall a little bit.
Yeah, oh, I found it. It's right here. It's right here. Look, every time I tap it. Dude, it is here. It's in the wall. I'm like hitting in the head or something. We need to get rid of it. We need to do something.
Well, I mean, like, do we call an exterminator? Or?
No, I don't know. They don't have exterminators for birds. You call, like, the... I don't know. I don't know what you call. 911? We call 911.
No, I don't think we call 911.
No? The cops? You call the cops?
Animal control?
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, call animal control. Oh, shit. Hold on. I think it's pissed off now. That seemed angrier than before, didn't it?
I mean, does it...
Look, okay, like for instance...
Do birds get angry?
Listen how it sounds when I knock. Woohoo! And then listen how it sounds when you say what you said.
Animal control?
Woohoo! Dude, it's angrier.
I think so.
I think it doesn't like that.
Animal control.
Woohoo! Okay, I'm feeling that negativity a lot right now. I think we need to...
Do you think this bird has had run-ins with animal control before?
What if, actually, I wouldn't be surprised if they have tried and failed before in the past based on its... Let's do this. I think we should move.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Did we just kiss a little bit?
Wow. I am so sorry. That I didn't plan on doing that.
You know what? It's
that was
so right. Happy New Year!
Really? Hey. Yeah. Thanks, man. Happy New Year to you too.
Thanks.
Yeah. Happy. You know. Happy New Year, right? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I'm gonna get something to drink. You want to get?
You go. I can. Do you want me to get you? What? Do you want me to get you a drink?
No.
Or just, no. I mean, you get a drink, and I'll get a drink. We'll get drinks separate. I don't need to get a drink.
I mean,
no, I didn't mean anything.
You go now.
Yeah.
And then you come back, and I'll go because we don't need to do it together.
Yeah. No.
I mean, by do it, I mean get drinks.
Drinks. I don't need to get a drink with you. Right. No. I could hold your drink if you wanted, or you could get both drinks, and then I could hold them both at the same time if you wanted, or for in the few. I mean, like, if I'm saying, like, dude, how's your wife?
She's great.
Yeah.
Is your house infested with birds that sound like this?
Yes, they're living in the walls. I can't get them out.
Then you need to call A Trouble with Birds.
Birds, birds, birds.
The only company that deals with birds that sound like this.
I can't stand birds that sound like that. Get them out of my house. I need A Trouble with Birds.